Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Oh! See? I just can't stand!
Yeet!
It's about time you did something right!
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing! Don't get me an ooh! I'll tell you an ooh!
Hey, go fuck yourself! Get that guy out of here!
Shut up, bitch!
Acknowledge me!
Yeah!
Hey, you big idiot!
Damn!
I'm your leader now, kid.
Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table today I have my usual suspects. I'll start with my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
Well, first of all, most importantly, I heard from my dear Uncle Paul that you had a birthday a couple of days ago.
Why, yes, I did. It was a wonderful day.
Good. But seriously, though, our thoughts and prayers go out to our good friend Brian Henniger, the chairman, the chair swinging freak, on the loss of his mother a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
So that is where we're at right now.
But I also have here our numbers guy, Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
This week has been a week. Last week was also a week. We gotta go over both of them, so let's get to it, shall we?
We shall, and we're gonna do that. And going back 2 weeks ago, okay?
Yes.
Because I believe, now I just want to make sure, time-wise, that was March 9th, yes. So I think we can do that, okay? AEW Revolution happened. And boy, do we have to talk about AEW this week.
Yeah. Okay. There were some really good matches on Revolution, and then we had the main event.
Right. Yeah. Because the main is the most important thing, really, from all.
Yeah.
And let's just go straight there, because I don't think any of us watched Revolution.
No, we did not.
I only watched bits and bobs of clips. Most of the clips I watched were of the Hollywood ending.
The timeless 20s Tony Storm. But so Kenny Omega has the international title again.
Yes.
But I'm saying that the best match of the night was Ospreay Fletcher in a cage. They're saying that was really good.
Okay.
There were three matches I understood that were really good.
Go for it.
That would, of course, be the Hollywood ending, Omega Takeshita, and Ospreay Fletcher.
Right. So, your boy Jon Moxley was wrestling Cope for the title. But then Christian Cage came in.
Yep.
And made it a three-way. Okay?
Right.
But in the dumbest booking move I could ever understand, Moxley choked out Christian.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you use it? Why do you cash in a casino gauntlet if you're not going to win?
Stupidity. They should.
Why? And why would Mox? Well, I can understand the strategy of Mox taking out Christian Cage. He's the easier target.
Mm-hmm.
But if Christian is not doing this at any point, any advantage, you know, with any advantage, why the hell did he do it at all?
Right. Exactly. Dumb booking. Welcome to dumb decisions. Okay.
It's Tony Khan for you.
Right. But then we fast forward to this past week's Dynamite in Omaha, Nebraska, which should have never taken place. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was in a full blown blizzard.
Okay.
Okay. Mox drove 11 hours to get there. Monet drove 11 hours to get there. Okay.
Wait, but then, where did Mercedes come from? I know that Mox and Renee would have came from Cincinnati, and that sounds about right.
Well, I know they drove. Monet drove. I forget where. Hold on. Okay.
Right.
Monet drives to Omaha. Right. Because, do you mean money drives to Omaha? No, Mercedes Monet. Google.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
So a Mercedes drove itself to Omaha. Does Mercedes have self-driving cars?
Right, because they were forced to scrap certain segments.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, Moxley drove 11 hours. Okay. But then there was a street fight between Moxley and Cope.
Oh, no.
Have you seen this video yet, Nikki?
I've seen up to when he... I've seen the bit with the spiked whatever that is.
It's a spiked bat named Spike.
I thought it would have been named Janice.
No. That one's retired along with the guy who brought it.
Fair.
What I wanted to see was once they got that thing out of his back and how much hamburger we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because that spot, dude, you don't have to prove to us how hardcore you are.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know how much damage that did to your back, but I want to see... still want to see a picture of it because I'm a masochist.
And whereas I'm like, don't do that ever, especially on free TV. No, this isn't freedoms. Knock it off.
Yeah, you don't do that. You don't do that on free TV. You do that for $50 a pop, if you're gonna do it at all. And you, I don't think you should have.
Yeah, this isn't CZW. This isn't freedoms. This is not the right place for that, period.
Mm-hmm. And again, the fact that you mentioned Janice, that's pretty much the vibe I was getting.
Yeah.
Why? Seriously, why? I wish he was here so that I could ask him that question.
But I think he might be stuck on the road from Omaha back. So,
if he didn't get his ass dragged to the hospital for a tetanus shot,
yeah, because you will need tetanus for that shit.
Yeah,
that's why Mox isn't here. He's still getting treatment for this.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
But here's the interesting thing, right?
Okay.
And I'm going to go back to WWE, right? Okay. Who right now is the biggest star in AEW at the moment? It's Mox, right?
Mox, I hope so.
Mox, Swerve. Well, okay. Well, you have a few. Mox, Swerve, you know.
Ospreay wants it, but the question is, will Tony get it?
Yeah, you know, MJF. None of them are booked like, they're booked like wrestling people, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's move to WWE. We've got vignettes for two different people, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
One, I believe, is Aleister Black.
Yes.
He's number four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other one.
I think I know what that is actually going to be fully entailing.
Go for it.
It's going to be entailing his return date, April 25th, the SmackDown after Mania.
Okay.
I'm good with that. But yeah, the other vignettes, I'm almost positive that was Rey Fénix.
It's not almost. It's a guarantee now.
Okay.
He's still, There are multiple reports saying that he is completing the WWE physicals and that he has started to report to the Performance Center.
Yep.
Excellent.
That's good news.
So the Lucha Brothers will be reunited eventually. But yes. Right now, but you notice Penta is being presented like a superstar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Currently in the mid card, but still.
But presented.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the reason I was saying, but still.
Yes. Look at all the AEW people in NXT. And by the way, let's go back. New York showed the fuck out last week. They showed the fuck out. Okay? And the New York Raw was great because it had that main event of Punk and Rollins in a cage with your boy Roman dragging Seth for the win going, I won! Oh, shit.
Yeah. You won all right. You won an ass whooping.
Right.
Woo-hoo! Wait.
And then, of course, when Roman saw Dear Uncle Paul with CM Punk, he's like, oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
Nah. Okay.
He seemed a little amused by it, but he knows something's coming. And we still don't know, even after tonight's SmackDown, we still don't know what that favor is.
I have a feeling.
Go for it. What is it?
It's going to involve a triple threat.
Well, yes. We knew it's coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the favor.
Oh? Then what will be?
That eventually there'll be a one-on-one match between Punk and Roman, with Punk using the Wise Man as the Wise Man or something like that.
Yeah, essentially stabbing Roman in the back on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Leading towards SummerSlam?
Could be, but I will tell you, NXT Roadblock was top to bottom one of the best shows of the year. Okay? We watched it for 2 hours live from MSG, and it was absolutely top to bottom. There was nothing bad about this show. The show opened with the Hardy Boys defeating Fraxium for the obtain the TNA World Tag Team title. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jordynne Grace defeated Roxanne Perez by pinfall. Okay.
Okay.
And then Oba Femi defeated Moose by pinfall. Two big meaty men.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you had Javon Evans, who is bouncy, finally getting his comeuppance on Ethan Page in a New York City street fight.
Yeah. And just to note, Javon Evans is not yet 21.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. He started, if I remember correctly, back when he was still known as Jay Malachi, in companies like Deadlock Pro Wrestling, where he was their world champion. And he was going immediately. Hell, he debuted wrestling, period, when he was 13 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, let's see now. Yeah, his first national show-up was in 2022.
Okay.
For Deadlock, which would be essentially, it was a North Carolina indie at the point. Now it's kind of a national-ish indie. It feels weird, but it feels awesome for me. Ski-woe. But nowadays, yeah, Jay Malachi got picked up from Deadlock into our WWE. Same deal goes with Saquon Sugars. Both of those guys were former DPW champions. And they had to forfeit the titles because they got essentially signed by the big one. So, yeah. Deadlock is already proving themselves. But anyways, back to it.
Thank you. And then in the main event, we had a unification bout where Stephanie Vaquer defeated Julia to win the NXT Women's Championship and can retain the NXT World Women's American Championship. And next week, after some things that went on, she's pulling double duty next week.
Mm-hmm.
Defending both titles.
So, which she's doing quite willingly.
Yes, quite. Yes, mm-hmm. She's like, fine. Yes. Now, WWE is making, is really legitimately making WrestleMania week a true week of events.
Okay.
So we start with SmackDown on the Friday before WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then on WrestleMania Saturday, we have NXT Stand and Deliver before WrestleMania Night 1.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. And then after WrestleMania Night 2, we now have a new event, which was great. I don't know if you saw the commercial, Vicky. You know, what was it? Wade, Miz, and Triple H are, you know, just shooting the shit.
They go, yeah, you know, it's like, Hunter's like, you know, we're going to be done fairly early. We ought to do something else. So, how about a roast? A what?
Oh.
So, Tony Hinchcliffe of the Kill Tony podcast is emceeing the event. And the roast of WrestleMania is including Paul Heyman.
Oh, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be broadcast.
What?
As far as you know.
Ooh.
Okay. And they're and it's going to include Sami Zayn, The Miz, Braun Strowman, and Paul Heyman.
Let me just put it gently. There will be clips of this guaranteed out there.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I want the whole damn thing.
And we will probably have fan cam footage of that stuff.
Mm.
Okay. Then the Monday is, of course, the Monday Raw after WrestleMania, where a bunch of people will debut. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then Tuesday, it will be NXT. So they're doing a 4 week of stuff. Isn't that the biggest, like, amount of events outside of all the indies and like everybody driving and flying a ring into Vegas?
Yeah. Okay. Because everybody is going to be there. And I mean everybody.
Anybody with a ring in a truck is going to be in Vegas.
Yep.
Now, here's a dilemma that I'm having.
Yep.
I'm sure WWE is doing this mostly for the money. But
Right. Taking
up all this time, aren't they kind of freezing out all the indies that are in town?
No.
Not really.
Okay.
No. No, because there are indie events that are going to run concurrently.
Yep.
During, before, and after.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I could try and find a look.
I don't need specifics. I'm looking at the fact that you've got WrestleMania essentially being a week and a half.
Yeah.
Because the WrestleMania World stuff's what starts on what, the 17th?
Yeah,
I think that's right. But yeah, I have a rough calendar in front of me right now. Whew.
Okay.
Let's just put it this way. Anybody with a wrestling ring from the U.S., some from Japan, because Stardom will be there on the 18th.
Nice.
Okay, put it to you this way, Nikki. I'm going to put something in the thread.
Okay.
Okay, I'll let you take a look at this. This is the Reddit list of events.
Oh, look, thank you. Whoa, from the 15th on?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Look at the people who are going to be there. Read some of the promotions, Josh.
Micromania, Dragon Gate, CWC, ASC Wrestling, whatever that is, Defy, Pandemonium Pro. I know Prestige will be there. Deadlock will be there before they run off to Japan themselves. Big Time Wrestling, Phase 1, whatever that is. Of course, Stardom, as I mentioned. Demand Lucha and Destiny, Spark, which is a women's promotion. TNA with Unbreakable. Bloodsport will be there. Prestige. Marvelous, which is a Japanese company. What?
We need to talk about Bloodsport because there are three WWE personalities that are going to be there.
Butch, wait a minute. Did I just say that out loud?
Yeah, Pete Dunne.
Karrion Kross.
Natalya.
Whoa.
That threw me a little bit with Natalya being involved.
Yeah. Because I thought it would have been something more along the lines of like Ivy Nile.
Then again, they were skipping. Is Mox working that blood sport?
No, I can tell you who is working that blood.
Wait a minute, isn't Shayna?
She might be. Hold on. GCW Bloodsport, right? That's the...
Yeah, it is Game Changer Wrestling Bloodsport 2025 WrestleMania.
Isn't that Josh Burnett's thing?
Yes, absolutely is.
Okay, I was going to make a joke, and...
From what I am able to tell as of right now, that answer is no.
Okay.
We have Filthy Tom Lawler... Miyu Yamashita from she's Stardom, I believe. David, I could not pronunciate that last name to save my life. Timothy Thatcher, Simon Gotch, Jonathan Gresham, Legit Layla Hirsch, Konami, who's also from Japan, Gabe Kidd, Micah, Shinya Aoki, both of those are Japanese, and Royce Isaacs.
And by the way, that's Manashvili.
Gesundheit.
Seriously.
Indeed. That'll be on Triller TV. Now, Izzy is going to be at, I believe, for WrestleMania, Texas Cartel Wrestling, I think.
Yep. I was actually almost there on the whole spreadsheet here.
Keep going.
Because, yeah, Marvelous, as I was about to mention, which is a Japanese company, Tokyo Joshi Pro, and Stardom. Then Texas Wrestling Cartel on the 19th.
By the way, do you know who she's fighting? Zeta Steel.
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that... Hold on. Izzy Moreno versus Zeta Steel?
Yes.
Ooh. Hmm. Interesting, especially since, you know... Is he still not 18, as far as I know? And it feels like, damn.
It's close.
She's closing. She turns 18 later this year.
When she turns 18, it's WWE ID for her all over again. You know it.
It'll be the first of May.
Yep.
And then, let's see now, continuing on. DDT. Dynamic Dream Team, another Japanese promotion. Deadlock, as I mentioned earlier. SmackDown, which will be at 4:30 p.m. or start at 4:30, but it'll be airing live. Joey Janela's Spring Break. Grap House, For the Culture. Effie's Big Gay Brunch. NXT, as I mentioned. Game Changer, Tokyo Joshi Pro, and DDT are doing a triple header right before Mania starts. And then that's pretty much it.
Right, and then you have the WWE World. which most of the meet and greets are already sold out, I believe.
Not a real surprise that that'll be starting on the 17th and going through the 21st. Yep. So from Thursday through Monday.
And that also includes Stone Cold Steve. Well, I mean, all the big guns are getting seen. Which you know what? Good for them. I'm not knocking them by any stretch of the imagination.
I wasn't knocking them. I just, you know, it was just a speculation.
Mm-hmm.
If this was the Vince era, it probably would be to try to freeze all these other promotions out and say, you know, this is our territory, go away.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think the WWE is like, okay, you can do what you want to do. As a matter of fact, Axiom, as a kid, when he was in Spain last week, made an appearance at his old wrestling, independent wrestling set.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. You know?
Yeah, I'll tell you where he was, because then we need to go to Spain.
Yes,
and
to Barcelona.
To Barcelona, because now. hold on 1 second, because we have to talk about the. The John Cena return promo.
Ooh.
Phew. Now, I watched the whole thing. And Dad and I watched the whole thing.
Watched it. I just forget what most of it was about.
Yeah, you know what? I get you on that. Because he went in the wrong direction. I think.
Yeah. And Cody's promo pretty much called him out on it. Cena should not be coming out as a whiny bitch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason, there is nothing continuity related that makes me believe that promo. Because when he was getting booed out of buildings, he was laughing and counting his money. When people were chanting, let's go Cena, Cena sucks, he was laughing and counting his money.
Right.
So freaking what? You guys made noise. That's why he didn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
Or as Charlotte said this week, woo or boo. That's the way what he did. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo or boo, but you're still making noise. The only thing that sends him away is silence. Go on.
Because Nikki and I had this thing that we thought, let's see if you agree with this, Josh, okay?
Uh-huh.
He should have come out and said, look, I haven't won a match for 5 years.
Yes.
Or 2000 days.
Yeah, since before WrestleMania 36.
Okay. You know, I've been making movies. And you know what? I've been talking to The Rock, and The Rock has been giving me some great advice. So when he gave me this offer, you know, to take this retirement run one more time, I took it. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to be, and he was like, I'm going to be making more money than you guys will ever in your lifetimes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I follow my soul. So what? Something like that would have been better, logical, or you want to flesh it out, Nikki? Did I get it right or no?
To a point. I mean, Cena could have even gone with, you remember when I was making fun of The Rock when he ran off to Hollywood and would just show up from time to time?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He had the right idea. And I apologized to him for it, so now I'm returning the favor. I'm going to come back here for one last run, make a shit ton of money, and then both of us can go back to Hollywood and make even more money and forget all you idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. Embrace that aspect of it. You got me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This? I don't believe a word of it.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, John Cena was doing Make-A-Wish right before he did the heel turn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly to sell the fact that he didn't want anybody to know he was going to turn.
Right. And I will say this, though. One of my favorite lines of the promo, the only one that really made sense,
mm-hmm.
was the one where he said, I'm not going to do any new music for you. Why? To make you feel good? Fuck that. This is what you get. I like that part.
Oh, I did too. It's, you know, essentially, if I'm going to be, you know, I'm not going to please you. I'm not here to please you guys anymore. And I'm sure, you know, you wanted me to do something. You wanted me to change some stuff up, you know, new outfit, new music. Screw that. I'm not changing what has worked for me for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
23, but we're not going to talk about that.
Shush.
Oi.
But so yeah, I don't like whiny bitch Cena. He's going to get booed for all the wrong reasons at this point. I'm not booing him because he's a heel. I'm booing him because it's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
So, we, right now at this particular point, we have six matches going into five?
WrestleMania 41. Currently, we are at five official matches with a sixth all but guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
As we already mentioned, Cody Rhodes versus John Cena.
Yep.
Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair, which has felt kind of one-sided and not in a good way.
No. Poor Tiffany.
And even worse, Gunther versus Jey Uso, which has felt hilariously one-sided and not in a good way.
I'm not sure. Well, Uso has to get the advantage eventually.
Yes, because right now Gunther just walloping everything and Jey Uso not really getting his comeuppance. Or Jey Uso not getting Gunther's comeuppance. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Right.
And then Io Sky versus Bianca Belair.
Now here's something that, now, Nikki, this is real fucking interesting.
Oh, now, versus ...
Well, yeah. Because I love this, because I'm not a lawyer, nor do I play one on TV. So, Bianca and Io had their contract signing ceremony. Bianca signed,
mm-hmm.
Io signed, and Io was like, you will not disrespect me again. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bianca signed. And then Rhea comes in, destroys both of them, and signs the contract and claims it's legal. Now, I don't think that's kind of legal in the document, in the normal contract. In wrestling contract, maybe.
Yeah, but maybe.
And first of all, I think it's hysterical. And second of all, screw the rules. She can intimidate the hell out of Pierce and say mm-hmm. it's going to be binding, or he's going to be, you know, he's going to be general managing from the hospital.
Yeah.
A scrap iron, she will kick your ass.
I don't like it. I don't. Rhea's better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I just, you know, like I said, I found it funny. I doubt it's going to be binding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To you.
But to me, it seems beneath Rhea's stature to be so petty. I signed it, so it's on there. No, I don't think so. I don't like it.
No.
I don't. And then tonight, we got from Bologna, Italy. And by the way, the European crowds have been kick ass.
Yes, because yes. This is where the last two matches are going to come into play.
Go for it.
At Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. Oh, sorry, I was waiting for you to start talking about
Randy Orton comes out, and then as soon as he starts to speak, Kevin Owens comes out and he goes, "I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to do it to you." Zane was okay. Cody deserved it. Sammy deserved it. You didn't. And Randy Orton says, "Well, with all due respect, fuck you, and I'm going to kick your ass at WrestleMania."
Yep.
Okay. But then we had, oh my God, the end. By the way, SmackDown tonight was shit for the most part until the end. Okay? Yeah. At least for me. Okay? So, the OTC comes out, and Paul Heyman was looking like a mafia don and a snake.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay? He really was. And then he's like, CM Punk screwed me. Seth Rollins screwed me. I'm going to get rid of both of you. And Seth Rollins says, you know what? And I love, and you must have been, like, your continuity was itching when he said, and I quote, "There's no you without me. There's no me without you."
Mm-hmm.
And in the back of my head, there's no either of you without Mox, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. But we can't say that. Okay, so what happens is, he goes, "We've had a long book, but it's time for another chapter." Mm-hmm. He's about to take off his outfit. "Pay attention to me!" comes out.
Yep.
And says, look, hey Roman, you haven't been in a rumble match in a while. It's every man for himself. I didn't screw you. And as for you, Rollins, I just hate your fucking gut. Let's go. Schmoz.
Yay.
And everybody is pointing to the WrestleMania sign. And we're going to get the three-way we want.
Yes, it is.
And Paul Heyman is, and he's like, "Paul Heyman, you do owe me a favor. But we still don't know what it is." Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Punk teased it, but then everything kind of went to hell. Yeah, everything got a little crazy.
Yes, they did. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything for Mania so far.
Right.
Right. But we can. Do you think we can predict other things?
I think we're getting there, because I know that Penta's looking at an Intercontinental title match against Braun Breaker, and that's likely to happen at Mania.
That would be good. Okay.
Because that was also the main for last Monday's of Raw, too.
Right.
Yeah.
There's rumblings that Dominic and Liv and Carlito are going to kick Finn out of the Judgment Day.
It was about time.
Before or during WrestleMania?
Before, because I'd like it to happen before, because Dominic versus Finn Balor would be evil.
Yes, it would.
Okay. Yes, Dominic and Finn would be a good match. Who does Chelsea fight for the U.S. title? She's gonna fight somebody.
Yeah, it's just, will it be on WrestleMania or will it be on Stand and Deliver?
Or on the pre-show.
Yeah.
Because Chelsea Green, oh my God, what? They really strapped the rocket to her. Right? She was in Barcelona on Monday. She was in where was she on Friday? Was it Barcelona?
Or was it New York City last Friday?
No, last Friday, SmackDown. last Friday, SmackDown. That was March 14th.
Oh, it was Barcelona. Okay, this week was in Bologna. That's why.
Yeah. Right. So she went from Barcelona to Florida, and Florida back to back on the tour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she faced off and beat Sol Ruka on NXT this week.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez,
Yeah, exactly. And there's going to be... Yeah, so hold on. Here we go. I'm just trying, because they announced it. Okay, so here it is. Oh, yeah. So it was Barcelona. She then flew, then she went to Dortmund, Hanover, flew to Florida, to, and then came back to Bologna. They are now going to, oh, good grief. By the way, this is insane. So then the people, the Road to WrestleMania tour is going to Belfast, and Northern, Nottingham, England. And then Monday, Raw will be live again, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yep, in Glasgow.
Right. Friday is a taped SmackDown at the O2 Arena. Then they go to Vienna, Amsterdam, and then another live early Raw in London, England. Wow. But it's not over yet, my friend.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because there's going to be Clash at the Clash in Paris, that Clash at the Castle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some other stuff to talk about. Okay, hold on.
Well, they announced some of their summer tour, and I think that's when Clash at Paris is happening.
The Paris that's Sunday, August 31st. That's after summer.
And yeah, then Raw the next day on the 1st of September.
Okay.
Labor Day.
And guess where else they're going to hit while they're in that neighborhood?
They're headed back to Lyon.
Yes, they are. And if AJ's not at that show, then they're doing something very, very wrong. Save Raymond, save Raymond, save Raymond, phenomenal, la 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 la.
And we got to hear that again this week.
Yeah, we did.
When he was being interviewed, they went right into it, and he had a hard time keeping the smile off his face.
Yeah.
By the way, they are pushing Karrion Kross because, by the way, Karrion, he's got a new book coming out.
Yes.
Yes.
As Kevin Kazar, I believe.
Under his real name.
Yes, it's called Life is Fighting. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Kevin Robert Kazar. And he wrote it. It looks like he wrote it himself.
Hmm.
And I don't know when the release date is. So let me look. The release date is August 5th.
Yep. Okay.
It's called Life is Fighting. And I, you know what? And this is under the ECW press banner. Now,
nice.
Now, some other things that happened this week. Homicide is officially retired.
Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately.
Not under the best of circumstances either. I saw the bad news.
Yes. Yeah, he's got health issues that he just cannot.
Yeah.
He cannot wrestle anymore. Now, your boy Seth is going to be doing talking some football.
Ooh. And how much he hates it. I mean.
Yeah.
No, not
how
yet.
Much he hates is pretty much right on the nose.
Now he's doing,
Good Morning Football.
Yeah. It's called Good Morning Football. Right. He's going to guest host it. Let's see. This coming Monday to Wednesday. So, yeah, I'd love to see that. Because the draft's in a month. I would love to hear. I'd watch.
Mm-hmm.
And now, they're also, we forgot to talk about something in the WrestleMania stuff. Slammy Awards are back.
Yeah, I heard that.
And now there are fan choices for Female Superstar of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Do we have more? I know we have more. Oh, yeah, here it is. Right. Female Superstar of the Year nominees are Morgan, Ripley, Bea, Nia, Tiffany, Chelsea, and Io.
It's okay. Probably either going to be Liv or Rhea.
Or Tiffany.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Then you have Male Superstar of the Year, Cody. Cody, Roman, Gunther, Punk, Priest, McIntyre, Uso, or Seth.
It's okay. Probably going to be Cody.
Right.
And if it's not Cody, it's Punk.
Yeah.
Right. Most memorable entrance, Cody at WrestleMania, Uso on Raw with Travis Scott, Roman at WrestleMania, Rock at WrestleMania, Bayley at WrestleMania, Randy Orton at Bashor Berlin, Seth with the Mummers, Sami Zayn with Jey Uso in Montreal, Sammy at WrestleMania with Kevin Owens and Chad Gable, Logan Paul with MGK, Dominic with Liv Morgan at the Load Rider, or Drew at Clash at the Castle. Mm. There's a lot of good ones there.
Yeah. Yes.
OMG moment of the year. The Cody Roman Reigns finish at WrestleMania. Yeah, that's it. We don't even need to go there.
Yep.
They had a nominee. Although there's a lot of good ones there if you're interested to look there. Fashion of the year. OG Bloodline, New Bloodline, Judgment Day, American Made, Damage Control.
It's going to be Judgment Day there. Even though they're imploding as we speak.
Yeah.
Tag Team of the Year, DIY, Awesome Truth, A-Town Down Under, Cargill and Blair, Motor City Machine Guns, Bloodline War Raiders, Judgment Day, Street Profits, Morgan and Raquel.
Not sure.
Right. Rivalry of the Year, Punk McIntyre, Reigns Rhodes, Morgan Ripley, Priest Balor, Owens Rhodes, Jack Stratton, Bloodline versus Bloodline, it's Drew and Punk. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Drew, Punk, and if not, it'll be Reigns Rhodes.
NXT Superstar of the Year. Obafemi, Roxanne Perez, Trick, Paige, Julia, Kalani Jordan. It's Roxanne.
I hope it'll be Oba.
Okay. Without giving nominees, Match of the Year.
Match of the Year? Yep. Did Bashor Berlin? Oh dearie. Wasn't there one just gnarly match? God. Well, I know they're probably going to give it to Reigns Rhodes at Mania 40, but
no, was gnarly.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, that Hell in a Cell match for sure.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And then Reigns, Rocks, Rhodes, Rollins, Morgan, Ripley, Priest, Gunther, Rose, Styles at Backlash, Men's War Games match, Io Sky and Bayley, Sami Zayn, Gunther, Randy Orton, and Seth Rollins, Punk on the Raw Netflix premiere in January.
Mm.
That was good, though.
Yeah.
That was good.
No, that was a great match.
The what the fuck moment of the year. R-Truth calls Triple H Ciampa. Owens' his car interviews. Chelsea goes into the dumpster. Dominic Mysterio in the shark cage. I show speed with Logan Paul at WrestleMania. R-Truth wrestles with John Cena. LA Knight in Logan Paul's pool. Rabid noises from Tama Tonga. Yeah, 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 yeah. Jacob Fatu, I love you, Solo, and the winner of the Wyatt 6 debut.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Social Star of the Year, Chelsea Green or Drew McIntyre? Yes.
Drew.
it's going to be close.
But it's
I
true.
I lean slightly towards Chelsea myself, though.
Really?
Yeah. Chelsea has done the work. Yes. Chelsea has really done the work.
It isn't that Drew did bad, but Chelsea's is just a little bit more interesting. But that's because she has other people to play off of easily. Drew has Drew. And whoever he chirps at.
And by the way, the secret harvest is over. If you read her Twitter feed, there are people in Glasser saluted calling themselves Slagents. Okay?
That's awesome.
I just got a very interesting, funny idea. And it all has to do with a 21-year-old Nintendo DS game. Elite Beat Agents.
Okay.
Sorry, my brain's just running in weird directions right now. It's midnight. Elite Beat Slagents in this case. Essentially, those three just dancing around trying to improve people's lives with the power of music.
Breakout Superstar of the Year. Ron?
Oh, wait, never mind. Never mind.
Breaker, Valkyria, Penta, Femi, Julia, Stratton, Fatu, Green, Vicare. If I'm going to be honest about this, it's Fatu. Fatu.
It's either Fatu or Braun Breaker. Those listed.
Because Jacob Fatu is a fucking badass. And he will be the next Brock Lesnar once he and Solo go at it at WrestleMania, by the way.
Yeah. That was the other match I was trying to think of.
Yep. And also, wait for the day that Jacob turns face. Because Jacob knows how to be a face.
Mm-hmm.
All he has to do is kind of just put himself out there. He doesn't have to put in a gimmick.
No. He just because he does himself, but he does facey things.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just I mean, it's crazy how good it's gonna be. Other matches that I kinda see, okay. Just off the top of my head, I still see that four-way tag dance for the titles between Profits, DIY, Pretty Deadly, and Machine Guns.
I'm wondering if that's going to get turned into a ladder match.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, you make that a ladder match, that'll steal the show.
Yes.
Okay. We also forgot something else. The Hall of Fame ceremony is not going to be at the arena.
Okay? Oh, right.
It's going to be at the Fountain Blue Theater, which is where the roast is going to be.
Okay.
So it's going to take a few minutes to get over there.
Yeah.
You know, so it, good grief. Will you stop?
No.
Okay. Because we only have, we have three inductees.
So far, officially.
McCool and Luger. And there have been, there's this one asshole on Twitter that basically said, Tony Khan should not allow Sting to be there. You read
fucking
this shit.
Tribalist.
Yeah.
I wish VRM were here so we could 101 that dude.
It would pretty much be along the lines of what Cody said at the end of the Rumble. Hey, Tribal fan, go fuck yourself!
Hey, EP interruption real quick. Vera might not be there to do the room drop, but I can. Here you go. Thank you, guys. I also need to put somebody else in there anyway. Okay, back to our show.
Yeah, because this
but
is...
also...
I don't see why Khan would say no to that.
Yeah.
And Sting is technically retired, so he can go wherever the hell he wants.
Yeah,
does Rob really have to talk to Tony?
Technically, no. Yes, because he does have an AEW contract still.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure they'll just say, you know what, man, whatever. Go ahead, have fun. That and also, there are rumors of a fourth. Heavy rumors, obviously.
Okay. Yeah.
That being the natural disasters.
I've seen that.
Hadn't Ottman gone on the record that he's pretty sure that he said that they're going in?
Has gone on the record on his Facebook page, of all things.
Okay.
So, yeah. I think they're going to do or get them in because, after all, yeah, Quake's been gone for just about 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the day of WWE versus ECW head-to-head, the one down in Nutter Center in Dayton?
I was there.
No, so was I. That's the thing. That day, I remember there being a very heavy storm system coming through the greater Dayton area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like... That's Quake saying goodbye, because Quake had died earlier that day.
Right.
Back on June 9th, 2005. That was also my first WWE event ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My first WWE event ever was 1989. It was when Macho Man won the title. It was the infamous kid climbing the cage match against DiBiase in the garden.
Okay. Which means I would have been all of two.
My first WDV event was King of the Ring 2001.
Mm.
Mm. So who do you think inducts Triple H, Sean?
Oh, wait, it was 06.
It's 19
years.
Yeah, I was going to say, Hunter will probably be inducted by Sean.
Yes.
Because I don't think, I wouldn't want Kevin Nash to do it.
No. The only other person that I could even remotely see doing it is Stephanie. And that's a remote possibility. I'd honestly say Sean is probably your odds-on favorite there.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, it is official.
Oh?
According to Triple H, all three of them have dominated our industry. They've all had historic reigns as WWE champion, and they all cannot wait to beat the other on the grandest stage of them all. Rollins, Reigns, Punk.
Yes.
Ah, so it is confirmed. Six matches now. Guaranteed with a seventh more than likely coming.
Thank you, Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. All right, so who else are we expecting then? Because I would assume there will probably be one or two more...
inductee
male superstars.
There's got to be a celebrity inductee, a posthumous inductee, which might be Wyatt. I don't know.
Yeah, or it might be Quake because of the
Right. That's true. They could overlap that with the tag team if they bring in the natural disasters.
Yes, which would mean they would get Quake's widow Joanne or. Daughter, widow, I don't know which, in this case, they would get. Mm-hmm.
But who would be the celebrity this year?
Let's see now. That would
Johnny
be
Knoxville?
Little... My brain's going to, who's it synonymous with Vegas and WWE? I wouldn't do Liberace because Liberace would go in the legacy wing at this point.
Mm-hmm. Chris Angel?
Chris Angel doesn't really have a huge connection.
Yeah, he does. He has a massive reduced collection. Number one, Vince McMahon was the one who funded his first show in New York.
Oh.
And he made a couple of appearances on Raw as guest host.
Oh, yeah. Oof. That ain't right.
You really want to remember that?
No.
Unless it's Bob Barker or the Muppets, no.
Okay.
Or Hugh Jackman, because Hugh Jackman was actually pretty good. Also pretty good at breaking Dolph Ziggler's jaw, but that's neither here nor there.
Was it the other way around?
No. Hugh Jackman broke Ziggler's jaw. Legit.
I know somebody's jaw got broken, but...
I mean, they're close enough to LA, so they could easily grab somebody from there. I just don't know right now. I think this is one of those where we just need to just keep our ears open and just ride along for now.
Yep.
And find out what will happen between now and the 19th. Of next month.
Yep. You got just under a month to go, so.
Yeah.
We've got, and like I said, we've got a lot of stuff to go on, but I will tell you, I think the Wyatt 6 will make a rebirth at WrestleMania with Alexa Bliss in tow.
Yep. Either that or the Raw after Mania.
Yes. Because, you know, but I will say this. The road has been... so far, I think we've got another stacked WrestleMania, don't you think?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we're only halfway done with all the bookings, pretty much, if I were to guess.
I mean, I'll put it to you this way. I think we may get another, like, three-way or four-way with, like, L.A., Shinsuke... Jimmy Uso, right?
And would Logan Paul be in that mess?
No, him and AJ are locking horns, so...
Okay. So, AJ Styles versus Logan Paul at Mania? Okay.
Well, I mean, it's... You don't have to be a Logan Paul fan to know that match is going to be great.
Yeah. Phenomenal, even.
Speaking of the Pauls, there is going to be a new series on Max, if you have it, called Paul American, about the Paul family. Okay? Jake and Logan and others. It debuts the 27th, which is...
And yes, I did find out one of my college brethren, back when I was still in my gaming club, ultimately wound up being a substitute teacher for both the Paul brothers.
Were they both dumbasses?
Yes.
Duh.
Yeah.
But I was going to say.
Well, we'll put it to you this way. They may be not book smart, but they're rich.
Yeah. They're business savvy, even though they might be as about as bright as a 2-watt bulb at 10% power. Tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Lights ain't very bright, but somebody's home because they's rich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They hit the right place at the right time. That place, Vine.
Yep.
Yeah. And YouTube.
Yep, and then they went to YouTube after Vine decided to, you know, sell out and close its doors.
Indeed. But again, oh, and by the way, TNA and NXT, they're also hanging out together. They're having a couple of crossover matches.
I would assume something will be coming for Unbreakable during WrestleMania week.
Yes. Oh, and There's going to be a WWE UFC store in London next week.
Oh?
Mm.
Yep. At the O2 Arena. Mm. And there's going to be some WWE appearances on March 27th and March 30th.
Huh, okay.
Carmelo Hayes is Pretty Deadly, and American Made, and A-Town Down.
Hmm.
You know, so, you know, if you like them, go there. But, and by the way, and I will just say this, you can take this for what it's worth. There are certain people who didn't like the fact that Conor McGregor was at the White House the other day.
Yeah.
You can understand why. I'm not going to go into it. You can understand.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anything else we need to cover tonight?
I don't think so. Nikki, do you think? Are we good?
All right.
Let's see. Megan Morant had a baby.
Is she current or former WWE announcer type?
I believe former or current.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
Because I know it's one or the other.
Oh, and by the way,
I didn't even know she was pregnant, let's be honest.
And by the way, Backlash is going to be in St. Louis.
Ooh. So perfect for Orton to show up. Interesting.
It was funny. Rob Van Dam was on Chris Van Vliet, and he was asked, why is it that you can get so high off the pile driver? He goes, it's Tommy Dreamer. He's got a big fat ass.
I need to listen to Insight, let's be honest.
I was going to say, there was also an interview, I only caught a piece of it, with JD McDonagh.
Yes.
Who was still recovering from that horrific, horrific bump.
Yes.
Right.
The one that punctured his lung.
Yeah. He said he wasn't, you know, he mentioned that at the moment when all this was going down, he wasn't sure how hurt he was. But as he was moving around, he said his ribs started sounding a little Rice Krispies. He's like, that's not good.
Yeah. Also, most recently, Chris Van Vliet had on Dashing Chris Bay in his first major interview after everything has went down.
Mm-hmm.
He is walking, but honestly, if he ever wrestles again, it's going to be years down the line.
And by the way,
he wrestles ever again.
McDonagh wants to come back in a month. That's crazy.
Dude, no.
No.
He says, I guess I was in the planning stage, really. I needed to be on that side of the ring for something that was going to come up later on, he said. So he said, I'll just do it on the announce table side. I've done it on that side before. But whatever happened on this one, I was maybe a foot too far forward or a foot too far back and wiped out. And he didn't realize the severity of his injuries. He goes, I was just thinking, when's the next breath going to come? I knew he didn't hit my head that hard because I knew I'd met the spot in the match and I knew what was coming up next. So I knew I wasn't unconscious or anything, but I was like an out-of-body experience listening to Michael Cole with the concern in his voice. I heard him all through the years and being like, we got a medic down here and all of a sudden you're lying at his feet and he's saying it about you. And then he continued. The thought of stopping didn't even enter my mind. The referee came down and asked me what city we were in and what date it was. I told him I'm okay, and I told him where we were and what we were doing. He says, tell them I'm okay, I just need a minute. And he passed the message on, and the ref got a lot of heat online. I'm like, really? He was doing his job, you know?
He did his job, and he's not going to stand there and second-guess a wrestler in the middle of a match. You can't call timeout in wrestling.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be no heat on the ref. The ref did what he was supposed to do. And in the midst of that, there is no time to sit there and argue about it.
Mm-hmm. Nope. And no. But let's sell some soap, shall we?
Yes.
Yes, let's.
Josh, you first.
All right. So this week on Knickknacks, and I will get there eventually. This week on It Was a Thing on TV, though, or these last 2 weeks, let's be honest. Three shows have been covered because they lost one this week, and they will be continuing on a one a week for a while. Last week was Amanda's, or Amanda's by the Sea, a 1983 attempt to bring Fawlty Towers over to the States. The problem? No Basil Fawlty. It starred B. Arthur. It did okay enough in the ratings, but it wasn't enough to keep it away from cancellation after just a handful of episodes. The All-American Ultra Quiz, a 1981 send-up of a Japanese quiz show called the Transamerica Quiz, Ultra Quiz, which lasted for 15 years. This one lasted for two whole episodes in 1981, and the ratings were butt cheeks.
I remember and that show.
The next one you will also remember because it's Shit My Dad Says from 2010. Shows starring William Shatner as the titular father, based on a Twitter. I'm not calling it by its other name because fuck you, Elon. But it was a Twitter thread at that time, which was growing. Created by Justin Halpern. Was that right? Justin Halpern?
I think so.
I think it is because it 100% is. Today, Justin is best known for being an executive producer on Abbott Elementary.
Okay.
Yes. And then coming up next week, Eisenhower and Lutz, a 1989 sitcom starring Scott Bakula about a lawyer running out of a mall let's just put it gently, the show did not do well. 13 episodes. I mean, it definitely, the cancellation there really helped out Scott ultimately because he wound up getting stupid famous the next fall. And so did his main, or his main co-star got stupid famous the next fall. That'd be Patricia Richardson. You know what she was in the 90s. Yes. So you can find all of that and so much more on itwasathingontv.com.
Over on the BS Big Show, we talked free agency. Josh, your wide receivers got paid. Big time.
Yes, they got paid something very nice. The bad news is defense?
Yeah.
And O-line?
Mm-hmm.
That's the concern.
Right. They we talked about Karen Rogers, journey to either Pittsburgh or the Giants. And when the Giants signed Jameis Winston, I think he's going to Pittsburgh.
That, or if Pittsburgh says, nah, Aaron Rodgers might be without a team. And I'm like, sucks to suck.
Exactly. So we tried to record WLTI on Thursday. Wednesday, I was a little out of it, but Thursday, Skype ate the recording, so we may record this week. We're in the process of talking about Jeopardy, and a very good friend of ours who basically made the world watch, and that's our good friend Harvey Silkovitz, a.k.a. H-Bomb, who won a game while suffering from Parkinson's disease.
And I'm betting he'll be back for the wild card as long as his health holds, right?
I believe so, yes. We're talking Survivor, Drag Race, Amazing Race, We're talking about new shows on Food Network, and we are just having a good time as we head towards 500 episodes. If you would please, Nikki, who are your artist shout-outs?
Well, let's start with our perpetually absent panelist, Jamie Cloutier. Things have been really insane with her of late. She recently sent me a little multi-panel doodle of Seth's love-hate relationship with coffee. But her hand also, she still has her spot at the Has-Been Hotel, and work has been just an absolute nightmare. And Statboy, you can relate. You've been in this situation.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Since I had a birthday a couple of days ago, I decided to go get me some more Moxistential art. Nothing's done yet. But I went and checked in with an artist under the handle Tapeworm on Twitter. His stuff's kind of dark and gritty. He had done a Moxley commission for somebody, and I'm like, okay, I need some artwork from this dude. So I am getting, I told him what I wanted, and he's working on it. I also finally went to Groovy at Docile Bread on Twitter. I've got a work in progress that I can show you guys.
Excuse me.
Hi. And let me get myself back over there. See if I can get this to actually go into the thing. There. A small work in progress. For this dude.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I will keep you guys abreast of what is going on with that. Like I said, I'm just adding to the Moxistential collection. But as for our other artists, my typical shout out to Oniwambashu. Don't know if she's got anything up right now. Let's see what's going on with her. Remember, she does have commissions open on card, CARD.co, hashtag commissions. Right now, her site's full of political stuff, but it wouldn't hurt to hit her up. Who else have we got here? Noberto Gaitan, a recent addition to my list, has his commission information through VGen. Does wonderful bits about recent Raws and SmackDowns, and sometimes we'll do a four-panel comic. Definitely check out his work. What's this one? Okay. Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby, who hopefully still does not show if the commissions are open, but does have a card account like Oni. So it couldn't hurt to ask. If you need something with a softer touch, his artwork's probably what you'd be looking for. If you like anime with your artwork, definitely look up Nahul Tahes on Twitter and Ultanod on Instagram. Both of them like to throw all kinds of anime references in with their wrestling comics. Ultanod is routinely retweeted by various wrestlers, including my dear Uncle Paul. If you are looking to get any sort of commission done, pay well, be clear on what you want, post it every social media platform you happen to have, and credit the artist. This is how they make their money.
Most importantly, credit the artist.
Very much so. Make sure that you do this, because this is how word gets out. Because somebody posted Tapeworm's thing of a mox that somebody requested from him. I was like, okay, that's cool. I want something similar.
Okay.
So I really don't think I have anything else, because I'm right here. So for Step with Josh Henniger, for Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we continue barreling down to the road to WrestleMania.
Oh, there is one more. There is also one more thing we forgot. Something very, very important. Okay?
Listening. Yeah.
Our good friend Carl Chenier has updated the website with a boatload of back shows. Okay?
Yeah.
And hopefully by, you know, in a week or two, we may have everything up for the first time in decades. Wait.
Whoa.
Years at least. But you know what I mean.
Yep. Here you come, folks. Excuse me.
I mean, we are right now, we have up from 2007 to 2017.
Yes.
Everything has been remastered, retagged. Mm-hmm. And so we are going to try and catch up from 18 to the current, to be current very soon. Thank you, Carl, for all your work on that.
Yes.
Sorry about that, Nikki. We really needed to talk about that.
All right.
No, I apologize.
And no, but now, okay, now you can take us home.
Yes. So, as I was saying before, for Jason Block, for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week, and if you can't wait that long, 5and1.net. Come and listen to all of our podcasts.